Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. It is a blessing to be found in His presence, in His house. Hallelujah. Can anybody say hallelujah with me? Hallelujah. He's omnipotent. He's almighty. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Oh, we serve a wonderful master. Yes, we do. We serve a true and a living God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Bless His name today. Yes. We are just grateful to have you to be here with us this evening. Yes, 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 yes. We are just happy, happy, happy in the Lord. Yes, we are. We know that so many things are going on all around the world, but we just give reverence to an almighty God. Yes. Oh, we praise Him tonight. Yes, yes, yes. We just give Him praise. We give Him praise for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon us all during the week. Yes, He has kept us and He never left us. Yes, yes, yes. We just give Him praise tonight. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just going to read a verse from Deuteronomy 28. And it says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all of the earth." Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give Him praise tonight. Yes, 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 yes. We give Him praise tonight. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him for Jesus. Yes, we do. We thank Him. He is our mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Yes, we thank Him tonight. Yes, we do. We come tonight, we're going to lift up the nation as a whole. We want to lift up those that are in bereavement this evening. We want to lift up those who have been victims of floods, waters that have taken some of their precious possessions, some of their homes. We want to lift them up tonight to our God. Yes. The God who said He would never leave us, nor will He forsake us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, Lord. Thanking You, Master. Thanking You, God. Thanking You, God, for Your presence. Thanking You, Lord, for Your Son, Jesus, who died on that cross and never came down. Thank You, Lord. He didn't come down for us. He didn't come down, oh God. He stayed up there, oh God, for us. He stayed there, Master. And we thank Him. We thank Jesus tonight. Yes, we do. Oh, yes. We give Him praise tonight. Master, we lift up this nation as a whole, oh God. Many don't know You in the pardons of their sins, oh God. Many have fallen short. Many have turned their backs on You, oh God. But we ask You right now in the name of Jesus, Your Son, to touch them, oh God, to remove the stony hearts, oh God. We lift up those who have the victims of this flood, oh God, this water that is going all over the land. Master, we lift them up to You tonight, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Let them know that You are with them. You said You would never leave us, nor will You forsake us, God. That You're with us during these hard times, oh God. During these crisis times, oh God. That You'll be with us, oh God. That You would guide us, oh God. And we need guidance, oh God. Yes. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to look upon those, Master, who are bereaved, oh God. Their hearts are heavy, oh God. Touch their hearts, Master. Enable them to see the sun will shine. The sun will shine. Oh, God, help them to see that the sun is going to shine. Hallelujah. Yeah, the sun is going to shine, Master. And it's going to shine because we love You, because we worship You, because we honor You, oh, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you in advance, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives. How you have that keeping power, God. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Yes, we give him praise tonight. Yeah, we thank you, God. We thank you, Master. Oh, we are truly grateful. We are truly grateful. Yes, 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 yes. We are grateful tonight. You know, Dr. Jackson is going to be with us. Yes, she will. And we just ask right now that you just keep lifting her up in prayer. Yes, yes, just lift her up in prayer also. And we know that this time of the year, as we're fastly approaching the Passover, the resurrection, should I say the Passover, the crucifixion, and then the resurrection. Yes, yes, yes. This is that time. This is that season. Yeah, yeah. And we should be fasting and talking to God and seeking him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is that time. This is that time. Well, we know that many times we see in our nation, really, that many of us acknowledge Easter. Yeah, Easter. Yeah, we for some strange reason, we focus more on Easter than we do on the Passover, than we do on the crucifixion, than we do on the resurrection. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know. Don't have the answer, but I do know this. Our job as believers in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ is to remind us to stay before the Lord. Yeah, to stay before the Lord. That's our job. That's our assignment. And to reveal to his people what thus says the Lord. And so tonight, we want to just touch just a little bit on the ordinance of Easter. Where did that come from? What is that? So we see that the ordinance of Easter is a pagan? What am I saying when I say pagan? It's a pagan religion in the Mediterranean area. Pagan means really, just the opposite of Christ. Yeah. Pagan, well, let me just state this here. A pagan religion in the Mediterranean area, and it had a major seasonal day of religion celebration at or following the spring. Yeah. And it says that Easter is rooted in the Europeans' tradition. The name Easter came from a pagan figure called Esterin. Yeah, yeah. Okay? And it says, who was celebrated as the goddess of spring by the Saxons of Northern Europe. It was a festival called Ezra. Yes. Look at that. It was held during the spring by people who honored her, the goddess. The symbol was, her symbol was the rabbit, which was known as a symbol of fertility. Are you with me with this? I need somebody to be with me tonight. Yeah, I really need you to get an understanding of what we're talking about here. Yeah, look, listen at this. And we also see that Easter, for some strange reason, we have this egg. And when I'm talking about this, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to me too, because I grew up with the same scenarios that we all have seen generation after generation after generation. So Easter is a religious holiday, but some of its customs, such as Easter eggs, are likely linked to pagan traditions. Now, what is pagan? Let me go back to that. Pagan is traditions that are not godly. Traditions that other gods have come up with. Other gods who want to be the god are considered pagans, and they have pagan holidays. They do pagan worshiping. Yeah, let me break it to you. The egg symbolizes new life. Mm-hmm. It's an ancient tradition. It's associated with pagan festivals, celebrating spring. Okay? So we see a lot of that. We see a lot. We've been seeing a lot of that for years, for generations. The Easter egg is believed to be a replica. Now, stay with me right here. It believes to be a replica of Jesus. Of Jesus emerging from the tomb, which is his resurrection. Are you with me? The egg is decorated as a tradition dated back to the 13th centuries. The first official White House egg roll occurred in 1878 under the leadership of President Hayes. Yes. And that's in 1878. This is counterfeit. The events had no religious significance. None. So they're counterfeit. What do I mean when I say counterfeit? A counterfeit is anything that tries to look like the real deal. Anything that wants to appear to the eye that is for real, and all the time it knows it's not. Yeah, look at that. It says, although some people have considered egg rolling symbolic to the stone that's blocking Jesus' tomb and rolled away. Are you with me tonight? Listen to this. Yeah. It's a counterfeit. Who sets up counterfeits? Is a counterfeit something that our God would do? Certainly not. Counterfeits are the actions, are the wills, are the driven force of Satan, of Lucifer, who deuces the pagan religions. Yeah. So stay with me tonight. I just want you to just kind of relax and make sure you have your water. Yeah, because we're just going to talk about this time, this particular time that we're in, that we're getting ready to roll right on in here. Yeah. I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. And we're just going to talk a little bit about a Passover. A Passover is the major Jewish spring festival that commemorates the liberation of the Israelites from the Egyptian slavery. Now, anybody out there have ever been liberated, delivered from anything? Listen to this. It says lasting that the Egyptians, the Israelites, were in slavery under the Egyptians, lasting 7 or 8 days from the 5th day of Nisan. Okay. Stay with me. So we're going to find out in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. Yeah, let's go right there. And let's go right to verse 14. And I want you to just stay with me with this for a minute, because this is so important. Out of everything that I'm going to be saying tonight, if you don't get nothing else, I need you to get this. In verse 14, it says, "You must remember this day," yeah, "forever. Each year you will celebrate it as a special festival to the Lord." Mm-hmm. Look at verse 17. And it says, "For 7 days you may eat only bread made without yeast." Yeah, look at that. Look at that. And there's a serious reason why the yeast has always been eliminated from the Jewish house. Oh, and it's so important. We don't even talk about that. We don't talk about it. But it says, "On the very first day, you must remove every trace of yeast from your homes." Glory to God. "Anyone who eats bread made with yeast at any time during the 7 days of the festival will be cut off from the community of Israel." Now I want you to just stay with me with that, because it's so important that when I saw that, I really didn't understand. But and that's not my key tonight, but I just want to, since we, the Holy Spirit, I'm just going to say the Holy Ghost led me right to it. There's a reason why yeast was eliminated. You know, and just maybe we will do a further study on this yeast. Yeast has a lot of not so good things. Even though we like to have our breads, we like our certain dishes and meals with that the yeast, we use yeast and it helps things rise nice, and we like it to be, make sure it's light. That's what yeast does. But there's a downside to yeast also. Yeah, there's a downside. But we're going to get back to that later, because I want you to turn with me to verse 40. Just verse 40. Just for a minute. Stay with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God is saying here in verse 40, he said, "The people of Israel have lived in Egypt for 430 years. Look at this. And he says in 41, he says, "In fact, it was on the last day of the 430 years that all the Lord's forces left the land." Look at that. 42, "This night has been reserved for the Lord to bring his people out from the land of Egypt, so this same night might belong to him. It must be celebrated every year from generation to generation," and he says, "to remember the Lord's deliverance." Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're talking about a Passover here. Look at that. So why do we say Easter? What's wrong with the church? What's wrong with us? Have we forgotten? Have we so busy shopping, buying, got caught up, and forgot what it's all about? What it's really all about? Look at that. Did you see that? He said that we must remember in verse 14. We can go back to verse 14. And it said, "You must remember this day forever. Each year you will celebrate it as a special festival. It's a special event. And what the event is, that the children of Israel, look at this. They're getting ready to march out of there. They're getting ready to be set free. Yeah. So this is the Passover. They're going to pass on over. Did you hear what I said? Now, this is the first Passover. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the first Passover. Yeah. Instead of remembering the egg, yeah, instead of remembering the Easter egg hunt, are we remembering the Passover? Yes. And certainly in our lifetime, we may not have seen our four brothers and four sisters step out of a plantation, step away from a plantation, form of living, form of life, form of mentality. But God did it. He delivered us. Whether we understand it or not. We only teach it in February when it's Black History. We talk about our people. We talk about what they have achieved. But we leave out our Almighty God. We leave out the deliverance. Yeah. What is it? Why have we forgotten? What is going on? What is going on? How can we walk away? How can we walk away and forget how he delivered us? How he brought the children of Israel, who would work from sun up to sun down, our ancestors, yeah, were torn away from their families, families broken up, mothers not knowing where their children were, husbands not knowing where their wives were, women were brutally raped. But we forget God did it. It wasn't nothing that man did. It wasn't by a stroke of a pen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody with me tonight? Anybody with me? Our Almighty God. He delivered us. He delivered us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why have we forgotten? Why do we say he was on the cross and he didn't come down? But it's a little bit more to the story. It's a little bit more to the story. And it's not just around this particular time when we talk about the world call it Easter. When it's the Passover. Yes, the Passover, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Almighty God. Look at this in verse 13. Yeah. Verse 14, and it says here, glory to God. I give him praise. I give him praise all by myself. I don't need nobody to praise him with me. I'm not going to pump nobody up. I'm not going to force nobody. God has done too much for me. Praising God. I lay down thanking God. Yes. But that day, that moment, that hour, ain't nobody kept me but him. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. I get excited. Yes. And I thank him. When I get to thinking about what I could have been doing. And how he loved me in spite of. Glory to God. What I could have did. Where I could be today. Glory to God. I give him praise. I give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nail. Let me make sure I'm there. Chapter 13, I'm sorry, verse 14. And it says, and in the future, your children will ask you, what does all this mean? And you know the kids going to ask you that.
I know I did. I asked my parents, "What is all this? What is this with the egg? And what is this with this? And what is that with that?" For some reason, the enemy has come in and he has poisoned us. He has gotten to our mind. He has gotten to our churches, and he has plagued us with this Easter. I just told you that is not of God. It is not of him that we have Easter egg hunts. We have Easter candy. Churches taking part in the same rituals of the world. So now you can't tell who is God or where God is because the church looks just like the world. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, those of you who wear the cloth or carry the cloth or stand in that area that you call sacred, something is wrong. Something is seriously wrong. Glory to God. And God is saying tonight that we need to get it together. Get it together. It says that in the future, your children will ask you, "What does all this mean?" And he said, "Then you will tell them, with mighty power, the Lord brought us out of Egypt." Glory. He brought us out of Egypt, out of our slavery. Again, it wasn't about a stroke of a pen. No, it was not. It was nothing that any human person did. Nothing. It was our Savior, our God, who loved us so much that he was willing to lay down his life for us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is another Passover, but I see we're not going to have time to talk about all the Passovers because this really was three. And hopefully next week we can continue into the Passovers because we need to bring clarity to the church. The church seemed like it's something is going on with the church. And, you know, a lot of times you hear people say, "We don't know, the church is fading." And, hey, the church is fading. It's not the church fading. It's the building failing. The building is fading away. That ministry that this person has set up is dissolving. But the church will never fail. I'm here to tell you, the church will live on from generation to generation. Are you with me? So it's time for you who stands in that sacred spot. If you want to continue standing there, get it together. Know that there should not be any Easter egg hunts. That word shouldn't even be coming from the pulpit. Passover, crucifixion, or resurrection, or nothing else. Glory to God. It's time for us to line up. Line up with the word. Line up with the truth. Line up. Yeah. Allow Jesus to come and use an IV and stick us with the Holy Ghost. Stick us in it with the Holy Spirit. Stick us. Somewhere we have gone off. We have gone, taken a wrong turn. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Master, to direct us, God, to show leadership, what leadership should be about, what leadership should be doing with the church that God has entrusted under their supervision, under their care. In Jesus' name, amen. We look forward to having you with us next Sunday evening from 7 to 8 o'clock with God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. Yes, you be blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. And we're asking for leadership to rise up. Yeah, to rise up.